Matthew 4, verse 16. People living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. I mean, I'm going to unpack that we don't realize that we're living in the darkness until the light shines. And when it does, we see ourselves, we see other people, and we see God as he really is. I remember years and years ago walking with my brother in Suffolk in the countryside on the east coast of England, and the sun went down and it was suddenly dark. And I said to my brother, let's do a hide and seek game. I always tell my brother's age when I tell these stories. I was 14, my brother's 5 years younger than me. And I dashed through this bush to hide from my brother, thinking he'll never catch me here. Suddenly it was pitch black. And I could not find my way out in these kind of brambles. I moved to the left, there was branches. I moved here, there was brambles. It seemed to be completely behind me. And there was a moment of mild panic. And I thought, I don't know how to get out of this place. It's pitch black and I don't know how to get back to the road. I'm actually lost. And then a car came around the corner and you know, the headlights suddenly lit up and I could see, oh, that's where I came through. And I basically got myself through. I could see the obstacles. I could see what was holding me back. And I could get back onto the road and I caught up with my brother. And that was a weird moment. But have you ever had moments like that? I don't mean moments where you went into the bushes at night to hide from a sibling. I mean moments where you just felt actually lost, where you didn't know how to get out, where you couldn't see where you were going, where you felt maybe in your life, I thought I knew where I was going, but actually now I don't. And actually now in this moment, I'm lost. Have you ever had moments where confidence and certainty disappeared and you actually felt that mild panic, that feeling in the dark about something, or feeling stuck or lost? Actually, that's a really human condition. Matthew 4:16 is about what it is to be a human being, that we're actually much more vulnerable than we realize, that we actually don't see as clearly as we think we see. But when the light comes and the light shines, it shows things up. And we might read those verses and think, those who were living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has shined. We might think, those people who are living in darkness, what does that even mean? We might think, yeah, I know about people living in darkness. That's villains. You know, we think, yeah, the people who are really blind or really living in darkness, that's the villain people, the criminal people, the underworld people, the wicked people. We say, yeah, that verse, yeah, they need the light to shine. They need the light to shine so they'll stop lying, cheating, stealing, killing. They're the wicked. So what does it mean for people like you and me? People who are just living ordinary lives, who actually we would say, I'm not really obviously sinful at all. How dare you say this morning that I'm living in darkness? You're insulting me. That's not me. So what does it mean for people like us to say, I'm living in darkness? Because when we consider ourselves, and it's true, isn't it? Let's be honest. When we look at other people, we judge them really harshly. But when we look at ourselves, we've got lots of excuses for our behaviour. So what does it look like when we look at ourselves? People who are clever people. We might be, yeah, I'm a successful people. On the surface, everything is fine. People who would never describe themselves as saying, I'm walking in darkness. Certainly that was my story. Good school reports would never have thought that I'm a person walking in darkness. So what then does the darkness actually look like for you and for me? How does the darkness show up in our very ordinary lives? Darkness shows up really surprisingly in ordinary ways, in ways that are not even dramatic. Darkness shows up very, very, very subtly when everything in our lives revolves around ourselves. What do people think about me? Darkness looks like comparison. Darkness looks like beating ourselves up when we make a mistake. It looks like perfectionism. It looks like, why did I do that? How do I look? It looks like pride. Darkness steals the present moment. Darkness causes us to swing between regret and anxiety. Darkness looks like I'm never quite at peace. Peace is the most precious thing that any human being can have. Speak to the most successful, richest, famous, wealthy people. If they don't have peace, they've got nothing. And darkness looks like I've got no peace. Darkness exaggerates the shadows. Who can relate to this? Small worries feel massive. Tiny criticisms feel fatal. Darkness hides the path so that we keep repeating the same things again and again and again, stumbling over the same old sins that we've always done. Darkness drains joy. We numb the darkness. We numb the pain it causes. Darkness flattens the color and leaves us blaming our fears on ourselves, on others, or even on God. Darkness can be described as this: a very, very quiet sense of desperation. And you know the strangest thing about darkness? Darkness will convince you that everything is fine just the way it is. Darkness will say, this is normal, just accept it. Can you relate this morning? Does darkness show up in any part of your life in the list I just read? Do you see even a trace of it? We don't realize that we're living in the dark until the light shines. And when it does, we see ourselves, our lives, and God as he really is. It says the light has dawned. That light, the good news, is actually a person. There's actually only one light in the whole universe that can reveal reality, that can be like those headlights beaming through the darkness and showing us the way out, and that is Jesus. Like, there's lots of other sources of light out there. There's self-help, there's morality, there's being successful, there's spirituality, there's religion. And those things give a nice glow, but not enough to truly see. But when the light shines, when Jesus shines, we actually see the truth about things, about ourselves, about God, about the world. The most important question you can ever ask in the whole of your life is this: am I holding on to the wrong idea about God? Do I see God for who he truly is clearly? Do I see that God is loving? Do I see the kindness of God? Do I see the forgiveness of God? Or do I still think that he's hiding in the darkness, waiting to pounce on me, judge me, and punish me? When the light shines, we have a now I see moment. I want to end with this story. It's a story about a little girl who wasn't really sleeping very well at night. She got anxious, and the reason she was anxious was it was dark at night. And she feared about what might be under the bed and what might be peering through the window. And so she preferred to have the lights on. And to feel safe at night, she developed a brand new routine. After everybody was asleep in bed and mum and dad had gone to bed, she would get out of bed to put the hall light on. Because she felt if she could see the glow of the light under the door, she would feel really safe. And it was something she shouldn't be doing. Her mum and dad had said, once you're in bed, stay in bed. And they kind of got an idea that she was doing this because the light was always on in the morning. And so the dad hatched a plan to catch her red-handed switching on the hall light. He got up and stood in the darkness and he waited for the sound of little feet getting out of bed and walking towards the door. She opened the door and she froze. She didn't move. Because inside the frame, she could see a silhouette of somebody that absolutely terrified her. She just stood there looking. Who is this stranger in the hallway? And she's little and she starts to cry and panic. And the dad quickly switched on the light. Sweetie, it's me. And he picked her up in his arms. And just like that, she was absolutely fine because the light was on. She saw who was there and he hugged her and loved her. The whole scene of her terror and panic about life was transformed as soon as the light came on. The light uncovered the father's identity. Once she had been blinded by darkness, and as soon as she discovered who it was and the identity of the one who was in the hall, she realized she was safe. She realized it was Dad. She realized that the one standing there would use every conceivable resource and power he had to make sure she was safe. Nothing changed in the scene except the light came on and that changed everything. So this Christmas, let me ask you a question. Maybe you still see God as just a silhouette in a hallway. And you've never really seen him clearly at all. You're like the little girl frozen, thinking there's a God, but thinking he's harsh and cruel and disinterested and he's going to punish you, assuming the worst about him. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. God does not want any human being in the dark about his true identity. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Jesus is everything God wants to show you about himself. Jesus is the light of life. In Jesus, we see God absolutely clearly and we get to understand fully. Jesus is God made visible. Even this Christmas, maybe read and get hold of a Gospel of John from the Bible. Jesus is God made visible. And maybe some of us feel burdened by maybe a religious heritage that's left us in the dark about the true nature of God. God wants to switch on the light so that we can say, now I see. And I would say that's what the story of the Christian is, multitude of moments where we have aha moments and the light goes on. We see his love, we see his goodness, and we see his compassion. This Christmas, may we be caught up with the joy of God, the one who has come to be with us, beside us, around us, and within us. And maybe you've never met this God. Maybe this is just, you're thinking, actually, I understand about the shadow of darkness. I know what it feels like to live in that. I don't know how to have peace with God. Maybe you this Christmas could say a very simple prayer. Jesus, If you are God, please reveal yourself to me. I want to know what it is to have you be with me. I want to be one who has you beside me, around me, and within me. Amen.